Daf is Daf Chaf Aleph. So we got to like 10 lines down. The first word in line is Ella. So the Gemara says Ella Taima Demate Krala Dam. So the only reason why we said Dam doesn't require salting is because the pasuk had excluded it. It says Meal Minchas Chav Lo Meal Damecha. So the Gemara says Aha Lav Hachi, had not been for that drasha, Habamina, I would have thought Dam Libay Melech, that perhaps blood would require salting. So the Gemara asks, how could you say that blood would require salting? Kevin de Malche Nafik Le Mitars Dam. Once you salt the blood no longer has a din of dam anymore. The Amar Ziri Amar Rabbi Chanina Dam Shebishlu Eino Over Alav. If blood had been boiled, had been cooked, there's no issue of eating the dam anymore. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ziri Dam Shemalcho Eino Over Alav. And if any blood had been salted, so you don't violate it if one goes ahead and eats the dam. So here as well, if you salt the blood and then you pour it onto the mizbeach, a sprinkling, that's not considered a din of dam. It loses its shame dam by salting it. And the Gemara just finishes off saying a similar statement before answering the question. Rav Yehuda Didei Amar Evarim Shetzalan VeHelan Ein Behem Mishim L'Riach Nechach. If you take some Evarim and you cook them before placing them on the Mizbech, and then you place it on the Mizbech, it loses its din of Riach Nechach. So anything that was tampered with beforehand, whether it's Dam or the Evarim, whether it's cooked or whether it's salted, it loses its shame Dam, and there you wouldn't be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Zrikas Dam. So how could there have been a Hapamina that Dam would require salting? So Gemara answers, Mal the same, what would I have thought? Mishtei be mashu l'mitzvah amma. We're not saying to soak the blood in salt, but to put a little, one piece of salt, one kernel of salt on the Dam, you Yotzei the Mitzvah of Dam, maybe that's the Hapamina, and it's not going to take away the shame Dam, it's not potent enough. Kamash Milan, there is no requirement at all to sprinkle any salt on the Dam. That's what we learn from this Adrasha. Now, the Rashi and Rambam point that even though the Gemara here says that Dam Shebishlu, you're not Chayv, there's not Chayv for eating Dam, the Rambam and Rashi both say, Rashi writes in Maseches Chulin, and Rambam writes in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, that a person eats a heart of an animal, a lave of an Adam that's been cooked. The person roasted a heart, and he eats it, then he's Chayv Karis for eating it. So doesn't Gemara say here, Dam Shebishlu, Ein Chayv Malav? So how could Rashi, the Rambam Paskin, that one who eats Dam Shebishlu is Chayv? So Beis Yosef asks this question, he says, we don't pass like this Gemara here. There's a steer in a Gemara, there's a Gemara here in Menachos versus the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara here says, Dam Shebishlu, Ein Chayv Malav. The Gemara in Chulin sounds like, Dam Shebishlu, Chayv Malav. We Paskin, at least the Rambam and Rashi Paskin, one is Chayv on it. The it is quoted by the Rashi that says there's a really dam that's bishla. You're not chayiv any kares, but you are chayiv midin chatzis shir. He says it's some low level type of issa deraisa, but one would not be chayiv a kares for eating dam shebishla. Okay, the Gemara now says gufa amar ziiri amar bichanina dam shebishla ain over love. One who eats cooked blood is not chayiv for eating blood. So Yosef Rabba was sitting down, v'ka'amar leila ha'shmaitz, he was talking about this particular halacha. Esevei Abai said, hikva es adam. Hikva es adam means that the blood congealed. It became a solid. It turned in from a liquid to a solid to eating it. Or, v'achlu rather, and he went ahead and ate this congealed blood. O shehimcha es ha'chelev, chelev is fat, where a person melted it and turned the fat into liquid. You change the forms of either the blood into solid or the chelev into liquid. And he ended up swallowing it. Chayiv, he's chayiv for either one, even though it changed forms. So how come we said above that if you cook it, you're not chayiv alav, but here it says if you do cook it, the dam, and you make it into a solid, you bake it, it becomes a solid, you are chayiv alav. So lo kashya. Kan shehikva be'or, kan shehikva b'chama. It depends how it congealed. If it congealed through fire or through the sun. What's the difference? Be'or lo hadar, b'chama hadar. When the blood was cooked through ash, through fire, it doesn't go back anymore. Once it becomes a solid, you can't go bring it back to a liquid. Okay, none of us know how this works. None of us ever cooked blood, obviously. But if you had sun that congealed only because it was sitting in the sun, that can reverse itself, and therefore it still has a din of liquid. So again, if one eats cooked lika dam in sun, you're chayv on it because it can always reverse. But if one ate blood that was cooked with fire, since it cannot be reversed anymore, one is pater. So the Gemara says, "Bechama nami lema hove itche itche." So by chama as well, even though chama it could reverse itself, we should say once it changed form, it changed form. In the current state, it's a solid. It's a davar yavish now. It's a so how come we could say yishchayv? We should say it should be pater because itche itche. Since it changed, it changed. It's different now. There shouldn't be an isser of eating the dam anymore. The habay mine Rabbi Mani, mine Rabbi Yochanan, as follows. Dam shekarash v'achlu mahu, blood that congealed, what's the din? Amalei, hol v'nidcha nidcha. So Gemara says that one would be potter from eating the dam, blood that's been congealed, because it changed forms. So why would the dam that was roasted in the sun be any different? It should also be potter, because it changed, hol v'nidcha yidcha. Ishtik, he didn't answer, he didn't have a response to this. So Amalei, perhaps there's a difference of how it congealed, but the what type of blood was congealing. Dilma, and the Haggis of Bach takes out the word Vadai. Dilma, kan mechatos achitzonos, kan mechatos pnimius. Maybe there's a difference of whether the blood that was congealed, whether it came from a chatas that was chitzonos on the mizbeach achiton, or whether it's blood of a karban hapnimi. What's the difference? So the Gemara is going to explain the difference between chatos chitzonos and chatos apnimios with respect to the dam. So Amar Adchartan Misna, I remember now that you bring it to my attention that you said Dilma, I remember Taka, this is a distinction. What did he remember? Damar Rav Chista, Dam Shekarish Bechatos V'Achlan Chayef. If blood from the Chatos Achitzonos were to congeal and one eats it, one will be Chayef. Why? V'Lokach V'Nasin Amar Achmana V'Hai Bar Lakicha V'Nasinu. The Pasuk says you take it and you give the blood. So it doesn't make a difference whether the blood is liquid or solid. You're able to take and give liquid and solids just alike. So therefore, even when the dam of the chatas chitzonos had congealed, it still has a din of dam and won't be chai for eating it. However, the chatas pnimius v'achlo pater. If the blood of the chatas pnimius, of the carbonos that go on the inside, on the paroches, on the benabadim, all that won't be pater, it becomes solidified. Why? Because the pasuk says v'taval v'hiza amar achmanah, to dip and to sprinkle v'hayla bar tefila v'azahu. You can't dip into solid, of course, and therefore it becomes a solid. It would not have a din of dam when it came to the chataos pnimios. That's the distinction.
According to this halachah, it's subjective, not objective. Meaning you can have the same blood in the exact same situation, but depends where it came from.
Exactly.
If
yep.
Chayav or not.
Exactly. Yep.
Very interesting.
Very exactly.
It's congealed. Yeah.
So then the Gemara says, Rava Dide Amar, Afil b'chatos ha-pnimius v'achul chayv. He argues and says, even if it's blood of the chatos pnimios, and even though it's congealed and it's no longer roi for tevila, one would still be chayv for eating it. How so? Hol v'kinegdo roi b'chatos chitzonios. Because this type of blood, even though the actual, it actually comes from the pnimios, but since it came from the chatos chitzonios, that would be enough to make someone chayv for eating congealed dam. And Amar Papa takes it a step further. Papa says, Hilkach dam chamor shikarsh, the blood of a donkey that congeals v'achlo and eats it, one would be chayv as well. Hol v'kinegdo roi v'chatos achitzonos. Since if it were in the form of the chatos achitzonos, the carbon, and would have congealed, one would be chayv by the dam chamor as well. That should be clear. The dam chamor, blood of a tummy animal, is also aser to eat. A regular dam. Whether it's from a behema tahor or a behema tamea, you can't eat any blood at all. So what we're learning here is, though, but we don't know it congealed blood of a chamor, that much we don't know. So congealed blood, there is no such source, so therefore we say, since it's such a, if it would be a solid blood from a chatal chitzonos ischaiv, we could then extend it over even to a behema tamea. Just look at Rashi for a second here. Rashi says, more than halfway down the lines, in Rashi, dam chamor, even though, of course, a donkey or any other behemoth tamea is not brought as a carbon, there's room to say, maybe only on congealed blood that's fit for carbon. That we're saying, even a donkey, the ain carbon betmen, afilhachi wants chayv in doing so.
So, what do you chayv? You said this is a carbon?
No, a person who ate it, if it's congealed, if the blood congealed, and it's no longer roi for carbon anymore, and certainly for chamor, it's not roi for carbon.
But it had to be originally set aside for carbon.
Not for the chamor, not for a papa's din.
No, it's
Tommy saying exactly. So then the Gemara says, last a few narrow lines of the Amud here, the Gemara says Amar Rav Gidal. Rav Gidal says Amar Ziri Dam Bein Lach Bein Yavesh Chotitz. So whether or not the blood is a davar lach, it's wet or it's dry, if it's on the person's body, it's going to serve as a chatzitza with respect to tevila. A person has a dried scab or dry blood, it goes into the mikvah, it's going to be a chatzitza, whether it's a lach or yavish. So Meisive asks the Gemara from the following brisa: Hadam v'adio v'advash v'achalav, whether it's blood, ink, honey, or milk. Yiveishim chotuzin. If it's dry, it's chatzitza. If it's lach and ain chotuzin. If it's a liquid, it's not chotuzin. So
nobody's own blood, right?
What?
The own person's blood.
I don't think it makes a difference. Either way, whatever it is, whether it's foreign or his own blood, it's all the same. It's a chatzitza. So before we said a davar lach is chotetz, now we're saying davar lach is not chotetz. So Gemara says lokasha ha disarich ha de lo sarich. What does sarich mean? You take a look at Rashi. Rashi says sarich shemaschil is yabesh uliyadabek ktsas chotetz. If it's a davar lach, mamish a pure lach, that's not chotet. If it begins to dry a little bit, getting to that process of drying, so then that's already considered davar yavesh and chotet. But if it's a lo sarech, says Rashi, shetolin bo etzba nimshach, you put your finger, let's say, and it drips the holy chut, like you see that the string of blood or string of milk falling down, it's not able to stick to you, that's indication it's still a davar lach, in which case, it would not be, it would not serve as a chatzita. Now, just as a side point, I'm thinking right now, it's interesting, it's a machlokas when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, a davar lach. How do you define a davar lach? So some define a davar lach, something that takes form of whatever it's in. You pour a liquid in, it takes the form of the cup. Some say, no, it depends if you turn over, it's going to drip out or not. So for example, ketchup is a big machlokas in the posim. Ketchup, when you put it in, it will slowly settle and be in the size of the cup. It will take form. When you pour it out, it's going to come in glob. It's not going to come like dripping out like water comes out. So it's machlokas whether a ketchup is davar lach or not davar lach. It's very very nogeya for a bishul halachas. Fine.
So from your speech, soap, liquid soap is not...
Liquid soap is definitely davar lach. It is definitely davar lach.
You said that it has to be, you have to water it.
You have to liquefy it because then it's more closer to foam. Oh, choose Rav Moshe rather.
Different issue.
Different, not an issue of a bishul, issue of creating of molad, of creating. So in the end of the day, we say a davar lach is not chotetz. So why is davar lach not chotetz? That's clear from the Gemara. So there's machlokas Rishon as to why not. Some Rishon hold, the Mordechai hold, because you don't care. If you have something dry in your skin, you want to scratch up, it bothers you. If you have blood that's liquid or some milk, it doesn't bother you, it just comes off so easily, so therefore it's not considered, you're not makpid on it, and that's why davar lach is not chotetz. But if, let's say, a person were to be makpid on a davar lach, then it would be for him, subjectively, it would be a chatzitza. Tosus argues and says, no, you know why davar lach is not a chatzitza? Because the water passes through it. When liquids work with each other, so even if I am makbid on the blood on my skin that's liquid, the water of the mikvah will pass right through the blood and touch my skin and won't serve as a chatzit. So that's a machlokas in the Mishnah, why davar lach is not chotzit. So then the Gemara says, last two narrow lines of the Amud here. The Gemara says, this is going to be a little bit of a confusing braisa, we're going to have to just kind of ignore the first few lines until the Gemara explains what's going on here. So the Gemara says, Timlach lamai asa. What's the word Timlach coming to tell me? Lichadatanya. The Braisa tells us, "Bemelach yachol tivonehu." I might think tivonehu, which Gemara is going to explain what the havamina is. I might think you need to do tivonehu of melach. Tamalora timlach. Okay, we'll ignore that for a moment. Eat timlach yachol b'me melach. If you need to just salt it, perhaps you could use salt water. As long as the basar, whatever is getting salted, I don't care whether it's pure salt or salt water, it's going to get salted. Tamalora b'melach. You need actual salt. You can't use salt water. Below tashbis melach. Lo tashish melach, the pasuk says, haba melach sheino shoveses. You have to bring melach that's not shoveses. What does shoveses mean? Rashi says, ain shoveses means shemetsuya b'kayitu b'charv. That doesn't rest. That's never not available. Meaning it's always available, whether it's the winter or the summer. The Eizes, who asks the Gemara two Y lines down, what salt that's always available? Melach sedomis. Melach sedomis is always available. Why is it always available? Says Rashi, hayam ashlicha l'agfa. It always goes to the side of the water. You go to a salty sea, there's always some salt on the beach. So there's always salt available. Nowadays, with posts say we don't find melach sedomis anymore. It's very uncommon. That's why some say you don't need to do mayim achronim anymore. The reason why mayim achronim, according to the Gemara, is because you might have some melach sedomis from the food. It gets into a person's eye. It could cause a person to go blind. So therefore, mayim achronim to wash your hands. Nowadays, they say we don't have melach sedomis anymore. So it's so funny. The Gemara says it's so common, and now we say it's not common at all.
But we're able to go to Yom HaMelech and get it.
Melach sedomis? I'm not sure. Okay, so it could be, but that's not common. Who's eating from Yom HaMelech? A few people who go to hotel, no one even lives there, whoever goes to the hotel, so it's not common. So some say you don't need to do Mayim Achorim anymore for that reason, but there's another Gemara in Brachos that says Mayim Achorim is based on a pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu, and there's an inin of Kedusha, certainly Al Pi Kabbalah, there's an inin of Mayim Achorim. So, okay. Gemara then says, Minayin she'im lo matza melech sedomis. What happens if you can't find melech sedomis? She'mevi melech istarokinis, which is some type of salt, Rashi, which is very thick salt, which I guess is I'm not sure more common, but just it's a replacement for melech sedomis. How do you know that's allowed as well? Tam lomar takriv. Takriv kol shu, takriv mikol makom. You could do any type of the hakrav of melech, wherever it comes from, even if it comes rashid from chutz aretz, you're allowed to bring it. And maybe melech afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to put the salt on, or you should put the salt on. Takriv afilu b'tumah, even b'tumah. So this is the braisa. So there's a big discussion in the Achronim. What is the Gemara telling us that you could even salt it on Shabbos? Of course you could salt on Shabbos. Why wouldn't you be able to pour salt on carbon on Shabbos anyways? They said that the halach is, the Gemara on Shabbos tells us that you're allowed to salt food. There is no violation of melicha, Shabbos, melicha, ibur. One of the melachos on Shabbos is ibur, which is tanning leather or salting leather. Salting food, the Gemara says, ein molchen be'ochen. This doesn't apply. You're allowed to salt food. The Tosas writes in the Gemara that it's an isim midirabanan to salt food, but midiraisa, we know there's ein shus b'mikdash. On a deraisa level, you're allowed to salt food. So what's the Gemara telling us? The pasuk says, afil b'Shabbos is permitted. Of course it's permitted on Shabbos. What's the melacha? So many answers are given. Just to give you one answer the Achronim suggests is that because when you put the salt on the fire, it's an issue of havara of the salt. That's the problem that the Gemara is telling you, that don't be concerned with the salt being burnt of havara. That's permitted. But again, there are many other, there's like 15 answers they give here in the back. The Minchas Chinuch for another one says, the salting on the food is going to extract the blood. It's a problem of mefarik, squeezing out, extracting juice. So that's another possible concern. What the Gemara says, it's permitted afilu b'Shabbos. Oh, so he's saying here's him mechaba, maybe put the salt on the fire, might put it out. Okay. So some say in light of that, there's a Gemara, there's a Ran and Beta that says that chaylev, it's a problem of salting the fat. Fat isn't, the chaylev is inedible. So even though salt is not a problem by food, it would be a problem by the chaylev. And that's how the Ran and Beta says.
Whatever you answer, you're still not answering the question of each with the mikdash.
No, because you're saying midiraisa, there's a problem of this.
Yeah.
No.
Everything is
midiraisa.
No. Everything that we are allowed to do in the mikdash and Shabbos was midiraisa.
You know, so you have to have a hat, you have to have a pasuk that tells you you're allowed to do this. How do you know you can...
It says that, doesn't say that everything has to do with melech, it says clearly that everything you make has melech.
This is true, but you need still a pasuk to prove it. Your question really is asked, for example, the Gemara says, Gemara Pesach, and how do you know you can bring a carbon tumen on Shabbos? It says Moado. Moado afilu b'Shabbos. So you need a special heter.
Even though we say in Shus Mamikdash.
Exactly. No, Ein Shus Mamikdash means Ein Derabanans. Derabanans you don't need a heter for. Derabanans are not even shayach for the Mikdash.
Uh-huh.
Midiraisas need a special pasuk. But your question, I didn't want to deal with, but the Achram do ask your question. They say, once you're allowed to bring the Dushchit and everything else, is it Melicha just a Hamshach of all that? They do ask this question. I don't know the answer, though. Okay, the Gemara then says, so four wide lines down the Gemara says, my tivonehu. The Gemara had a havina. One might think that Melch needs tivonehu. What does the word tivonehu mean? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba bar ula hachi kamar, yachol yisboninu, kitevin betit. When a person makes cement, you have to put some straw in it to make it a little solid, to make it thick. I don't know how they make cement nowadays, but yisboninu is lashon of tevin. So maybe you have to put a lot of salt in, like you put a lot of tevin in the tit. So the Gemara says, Amar lay abaye, Ihachi yisboninu means. There's a different girsalus here. It's the word tivonehu, as mentioned before, is not the same as yisboninenu. So the word doesn't line up properly. That's not pshat. Ella. So what's yachol yisboninu? What does it mean yachol tivonehu? So Amar Abaye says, last four lines, yachol yasenu kibinyan. Maybe you should put it like a binyan, which Rashi says, melech harbe shora al shora. Many layers of salt you have to put on top of it. Maybe that's what the havamin is. You have to put a lot of salt on. Kamashma, not so much. So the Gemara says that can't be what it means, because Amar Le Rava Ihachi Yivanenu Mi Barley Yivanenu Lashon Binyan. It should be the Gemara doesn't say Yivanenu; it says Tivonehu. So it's not a Lashon of Binyan building rows. So Ella, what's Pshat? What's this Havamina again? Ella Amar Rava. Rava says Yachol Tivonehu. What's Tivonehu mean? My Tivonehu Amar Rava Ashi Yachol Yitain Bo Tam Kibina. You should put taste in it like Bina. What does Bina mean? So it's a very cryptic Rashi. Rashi says five lines up. It's not bold though. Nosenes tam kibina ba'adam, like bina, like understanding in person, which means a little flavor. So the Aruch says a little bit of salty flavor, but Tosa says you need a lot of salt. So look at Tosa's yitain bo kibina. He says, "Hainu de lo chazi la'achila b'lo hadacha." You can't eat it without washing it off. There's so much on it. Kimosha bina mitakenes ha'adam, like bina fixes a person. So does it have to mean that you should put a ton of salt on the basar? So the Gemara says, "Tamalomar timloch." No, not so much. Just a little bit of salt. Ketzad huo. So how do you do this? Mevi ha'ever v'nosin lav melech. You take the limb, you put salt on one side. Chozav hopefully you flip it to the other side. Nosin lav melech. You put it on the other side. Umaleo. Then you put it on the mizbeach. And that's how a person is supposed to do this. Okay, again, unclear the having of the maskana is still very unclear. But that's how one's supposed to do it. Lemaisa. And Amar Bai says, V'chein l'kadeira, same holds true in the kadeira. If you're going to be cooking a piece of meat, when I went to the schlacht house at the end of the summer, they put a ton of salt on the chicken, they flip it over, a ton of salt, they're shaking all over the chicken to salt it. So you need to put chicken on all the salt, rather, on all the sides of the meat, all the sides of the chicken, and then you're allowed to go ahead, V'chein l'kadeira, then you could go ahead and cook meat in general. There's a Tosfos in the bottom here, the very last line says, V'chein l'kadeira, u'b'sefer Rabbeinu Gershom kasuv v'chein l'tzli, also when it comes to roasting. And that's a big machlokas rishon, whether roasting requires salting as well. Tosfos elsewhere says that roasting doesn't require salting. When you roast something in a barbecue, the blood just drips out and you don't need to salt it. So we require doing it anyways, but really make your adin according to Meir Rishon, you don't need to do it for roasting. For cooking in water, boiling chicken, then you do. Because if you cook unsalted chicken or unsalted meat in water, blood's going to come out in the water, it's going to go back into the meat. But once it's roasted on top of the fire, it just drips out and you don't need salting. But Tosa says that roasting does require salting. The last line, yeah. Karim Pesach and salt? I don't remember the Gemara says so. I imagine so, though. I don't remember.
That's in brackets, the
chen l'tzli. Mine's not in brackets, but yeah, it's chen l'tzli. There's an issue of gears, but he quotes Rabbeinu Gershom that says the chen l'tzli. That last line in Tosfos there.
So Lemaskana on the previous Nidoraisa, if blood is congealed, is Nidoraisa is not you're not chayev.
If it congealed, Lemaskana the Gemara is that you're not chayev. No, I'm sorry. We said bishlu. If it's cooked, you're not chayev. But the Rambam and right before you walked in, Rambam and Rashi paskin that we do. You are chayev based on a different Gemara, and this Gemara is not kalacha. Yeah. Okay, the Gemara says the very top line of Amud Beis. The Tanur Rabbanan, Melech Shal Gavei Ha'Aver Mo'alin Bo. Let's say the salt is placed on the Aver, so one will be Chayv Me'ila for eating it, and becomes part and parcel of the Aver, the salt. Shal Gavei Ha'Kevesh, if salt drips off onto the ramp, or Shibirosh Shal Shemizbech on the top of the Mizbech, Ein Mo'alin Bo, it becomes not part of the Aver. Rashi says, the Shuv Ein Roy, once it fell off, it's not Roy for the Karbanos anymore, and there would not be a violation of Me'ila. So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rav Masa Maikra." What's the pasuk that supports this? V'kravtem lefnei Hashem v'shlichu hakohanim aleihem melech v'helu osam ola l'Hashem. So only on that which is on the aver aleihem, only that is ola l'Hashem. But if it's not on the aver, so then it would not have a din of an ola and would not be chayv me'ila. So the Mishnah now, they quote a Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Maseches Shkalim, Tanan Hasam. Al hamelach val ha'etzim shayokanim ne'osin behem. The salt and wood, the kohanim would get hana. They would derive benefit from them. So the Gemara explains, Amar Shmuel lo shanu elo lekarbonam. It's only true that they're allowed to bring the etzim and melach for their own personal karbonos, aval la'achila lo, but they're not allowed to eat it. So what does it mean eating it? So the Gemara explains, Kasaka daitech. The havamin of this mission is ma'ila karbonam limloach karbonam. They're allowed to use the salt to salt the karbon. What does l'achila mean? L'achila is kadshim. They can't use the salt for eating the kadshim. So Gemara says, Hashta limloach oros kadshim yahavinan. L'achila is kadshim lo yahavinan. If we say you're allowed to salt the leather, the skin of the kadshim, so why would you not be able to salt the eating of the kadshim? What's the difference? Because the oros, the skin, is mamash chulin. The skin goes to the kadshim. There's no din of kadshim to the skin. It gets to, so if you could pour salt of the base of Mikdash on the ore, so certainly you should be able to pour salt on the achiyas kadshim that the kohanim eat, because that has a din of kedusha to it. Why can you not salt the achiyas kadshim? The Tanya, the Braita says, Nim tesata omer b'shloshim mekomos hamelach nesuna. There are three places where they pour salt on the various karbanos. B'lishchas hamelach. Lishcha melach, they pour salt on stage one. V'al gabe akevesh u'barosh hashem izbech. So the Gemara explains, B'lishchas hamelach, in the chamber of salt, shesham molchin oros kadshim, they would salt the skin in that lishcha melach. Agabe kevesh, when the ramp, shesham molchin esayvarim, they would then salt the limbs on the ramp and then put the limbs on top. Berosh Shemizbeach Leitzalt Shesham Molchin Akomet Valavona Vakatoris Minchas Koanim Minchas Koin Mashiach Minchas Nesachim Volosaof and everything else they'd salt when it's on top of the Mizbeach. But we see from this brisa though that they would salt already the Oros in the Lishchas HaMelech. So if they would salt the Oros, so certainly you should be able to salt the Achilas Kachim. That's the Davar Kedusha. So Gemara says no differently. Ella my lekarbon. Actually, before I get to the answer, there's inching Tosus on top here. Belishchas Hamelach Shesham Molchin Oris Kachim. Tosus says Tema. Timamaseches Midos Techashiv Sheish Lishchal Sheba Azara. It's counting six different chambers in the Azara. Katani Lishchas Hamelach Shesham Hayu Nosin Melach lekarbon. Lishchas Haparva Shem Hayu Molchin Oris Kachim. So it says that they wouldn't do it. They would do actually. They would salt the skin in Lishchas Haparva, not the Lishchas Hamelach. Lishchas Hamelach they would put the salt for the carbon. But they wouldn't actually do it. It would sound like they would store the salt in Lishchas HaMelech, but the salting would take place in Lishchas HaParva. So Tosfos answered, V'yeshlomar, dehad dekamar hacha, shesham molchin oros, kachim, lav dafka. It doesn't really mean to be taken seriously. El kolomar, misham hayu nolin melech. From there they would take the salt, limloch oros kachim, belishchas HaParva. That's just to be accurate, what Tosfos says. V'amelech lo hayu nosin belishchas HaMelech, limloch kim latzniyu sham. You'd only store the salt in Lishchas HaMelech, but you only do the malicha in Lishchas HaParva. So back to the Gemara now. So Gemara assumes in a Davar Pasha that the Melech, not only can the Melech be used for the Oros, but could even be used for Achilas Kachim as well. So when the Mishnah, when Shmuel said above that you can only use the salt for the Karbanim, but you can't use it for the Achila, which Achila cannot be used for? So the Gemara says, Elamai le Karbanim, le Achilas Karbanim. When the Kohen could use the salt for Karbanim, it means they could use it for the eating of the Karban, and Mai le Achila, Achila de Chulin. They can't use it to salt their Chulin food, like their regular steak they're making in their barbecue, they're not allowed to use the salt of the base of Migdash. Gemara says, Chulin Pshita, of course you can't salt your own personal steaks. My bayhasim. So the question here, Rashi says, my bayhasim chulin bazara. You can't bring your steak from your grill in your house and bring it into the azara and salt it with the salt of the base of Migdash. How can you do that? Of course you don't. What's Shmuel telling? What's the chiddush of Shmuel? So Gemara says, afa gav damar mar. Even though it's been said yochlu, the pasuk says when it comes to menachos yochlu, they should eat it. She yochlu imach chulin v'tshuma. When it comes to the shrine of the mincha, the flour doesn't fill you up so much. It's very little. So a person might need to be, you're supposed to eat karbanos al hasova full. So the Gemara darshins yochlu, you're allowed to bring food of chulin and chuma and eat it with the mincha in order that you're very full and satisfied. So afilu hachi melch dekachim lo yahavin lo. So even though you could bring your own personal chulin foods to fill you up, you cannot take the salt of it to add salt to the chulin and the chuma that you're combining with the mincha.
All the karbanos are lasova?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
Interesting.
Let's see, there's a standing down here.
Yeah,
it sounds, yeah.
So what? So they used to, I understand, they used to have to eat.
Yeah.
Meaning this is cut.
There's a mincha.
Yeah, they quote a Rashi Pesachim that says Lechol. That's a cut. She Pesach Nechal Al Sova Kemo Kol HaKarbanos.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they used to. So let's say Kohen had a korban. He had to eat something else to get full and then have the korban. Is that what it is?
I think that's. I think you first eat the chulin and shuma, then you eat the mincha. That's where the mincha gives you the sevia.
Wow.
I think so. Okay.
This is just like an appetizer to take away the. You don't eat like.
I think it's because it's supposed to really. Make you
the gdula, the mashkabah, they said. That's the idea, the mashkabah. They have to feel like a king. Like a king eats and is satisfied. So then the Gemara says, Amar le'ravina le'rav Ashi, ha'chanami mistavra. This is also very sensible to say. What's sensible to say? This understanding of Shmuel, that the salting is allowed for the Kohen to use for his eating of the Kachim, but not for the eating of Chulin. Because these ha'gadayatach, if you're going to tell me, my le'karbanam lim'loach, it means to do melicha on the karban. The taima dasi be bezin, because bezin made a tanai that the kohen could use it for the karbanos. Halo asni bezin lo, but if they did make a tanai, the kohen can't use the melech for their karban. That doesn't make any sense. Hashel Yisrael yahavinen lekohanim lo yahavinen. If we allow salting for the Yisrael's carbon, certainly you could use it for the Kohen's carbon as well. So there's no habni to require Joshua for the carbonum of Kohanim. Must be carbonum means salting of the eating of the carbonum. That's the most sensible thing to say. The Tanya, that the Brayis explains that they would salt all the carbonus b'melech. Yachal ha'omer harei alai mincha. person says, I'm going to bring upon myself, I'm taking upon myself an obligation to bring mincha, yavi melech, mitoch beisa, kudach shemevi levona. One may think, just like he brings levona from his own house, mitoch beisa, he shows to bring salt from his own house. All the ingredients you bring on your own. The dinner, it makes sense to have to have a havamina to bring your own salt. Why? Nemar hevi mincha vehevi melech, venemar hevi mincha vehevi levona. We have all the words hevi coming together. And ma levona mitoch beisa, the din is a person brings your own lavona. There's no lavona from the base of Mikdash, but you bring your own personal one. Af, there's a havamina to say, melech mitoch beisa, you should also bring salt from your own house. This is still all in the havamina. Oh, kalech lederchzu, may go to a different approach. Maybe we should say, hevi mincha vehevi melech. V'nemar hevi mincha vehevi eitzim, we should connect it to hevi eitzim, and by eitzim it's the opposite. Ma eitzim mishel tzibor, that eitzim has to come from a dedication from the tzibor, not personal wood. Af melech mishel tzibor. So maybe we should say melech should only come from the tzibor, not from the besa. So the Gemara says, in this habamina, nira lemi doma, which one is melech more similar to? Is it more similar to the eitzim that comes from tzibor, or is it more similar to lavona that comes from the yachid? So the Gemara explains, again, all in the habamina, danin davar hanoeg b'chal zvachim, midavar noeg b'chal zvachim. You should learn something that applies to all zvachim, v'al tochiach lavona she'ena noheged b'chal zvachim. So it's actually more likely to say that the melech should be similar to eitzim, because they both apply to every single carbon, needs both eitzim and melech, and maybe melech should come from shel tzibor, and not from the backyard like the lavona. Oh, kalech lederach zu, may go a different approach. Don in davar haba ima b'kliyachad, midavar haba b'kliyachad, vayuchiyach eitzim shena bar ima b'kliyachad. Maybe you should compare melech to lavona, because both melech and lavona come in the same kli, as opposed to the lavona, as opposed to the eitzim. Now, melech comes in the same kli?
I thought that only the comments on the lavona are on the...
He asked this question in the Rambam. They said you only do melech on top of the mizbech, right, like he said above.
You don't have a plea for melech either.
So apparently the brisker rav says that the Gemara says that the melech comes with the komet b'kliachad. It doesn't really mean dafka. Rather, it means that when you put the kmitza on the mizbech, even though it's not a kli, it's on the mizbech together, as opposed to the eitzim, I guess it's not really together, where the, you know, the eitzim's on the bottom and the mincha's on top. So this is not such a accurate line. But either way, there's a lot of habaminas in the Gemara here. So what's the maskana? What?
He explained this. After the pomegranate is taken from the mincha, it's put into a tishari, then it's salted.
No, but here we said above that the salting takes place on top of the mizbeach, not in the klisharis. So that's what they answer. Anyways, so Gemara says, one might think you could bring melech from your backyard. Tamilomer bris melech olam hu, ulahalan homer me'es b'nei Yisrael bris olam. So what's that second pasuk Ozayin talking about? What's the context there? Talking about Shabbos, the lechem apanim. So it says, just like ma, lahalan, that lechem apanim has to come mishal tzibor, afkan mishal tzibor. So too, the salt has to come from the tzibor.
What's the halim? I mean, the whole idea of salting the mincha is only the yachid has no anah from that melech. So as opposed to the other stuff that you have to put melech to the whole korban. Here, you only are put melech on the thing that's kalid, that it gets consumed.
Say it again.
Meaning, even when somebody, a yachid, brings a mincha, he has no anah from that melech, because it's only on the part that... And therefore, there shouldn't be an inyan of me'il or anything, because he has no anah himself.
So we're not talking about me'ila here in this stage of Gemara. We're just where it comes from, who's providing it, yeah. Yeah, so what he brought this whole long brisa for now is that... again, what are we trying to show here again? And therefore, you don't need a tanai from Bezdin, so it's obvious that, of course, the Kohen could put the salt in the melech of their karbanos. And therefore, when the Shmuel said above karbanum, meant the eating of karbanum, not placing it on the actual karbanos. So then the Gemara says, Amar le'Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hachi Kamar. He says, no. Hachi Kamar Rav Ashi, Sheisha Bereid Rav Idi, as follows. Lo nitzacha ela leben Bukhri. This whole discussion is really only needed for Ben Bukhri. Who's Ben Bukhri? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Masechet Shkalim that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Heyud ben Bukhri biYavna kol kohen sheshokel einu chote. Any kohen who gives shkalim does not sin. What do you mean doesn't sin? Because they held that kohen don't have to bring shkalim, and if they did, it's not a violation. They're allowed to, but there is no obligation to. So Amalor b'Yochanan. Yochanan says ben Zakkai, lo, you have it wrong. Ela ki lo ki ela kol kohen sheeinu shokel chote. Rather, any kohen who doesn't give this chote, meaning that kohen must give a shkalim. Ella shekwanim darshan mikros ella afran. The Kohen made their own drushes for their own personal benefit. Why? Because they made the following drusha. It says v'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo sochel. Any minchas kohen, when a kohen brings a mincha in general, the lach is it doesn't get eaten up, it gets completely kalil, completely burnt up. So they said, well, wait a second, if we're going to now start providing shkalim for the karbanos sibur, so the karbanos sibur has hol v'omer v'shelechem v'lechem upon him, shalanuhi, it comes from us, so we have a chelik in it, and that would be a din, heach nechom, how are you allowed to eat the lechem upon him, if we're providing food for it, and therefore we don't have to bring shkalim at all, we're exempt, otherwise we'd have a din of minchas kohanim. So for Ben Bukhri, so his understanding, since they don't provide any shkalim, there's a havamina to say that maybe they shouldn't be able to use the melech from the tzibur, since they have no chelik in the tzibur funds, they don't provide funds, they don't get to use the funds, maybe they'd have to bring from the yachid. Kamash from the Pasuk says, even the kohanim are allowed to use from the melech Mishel tzibur. Okay, just interesting, Tos in the bottom here, just in terms of people, biographies, Tos is right to the bottom line here. First, the Tos is called Kohen Shoshoka, he just points out Levim also, according to Ben Bukhri, Levim also would be potter from Shkalim. That's Tos is called Kohen. But, yeah, different story, exactly. You have to read through the Tos is there. Then the Tos in the bottom says, Shokohanim Dorishin Mikrazel Atzman. Mashmad the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Lohaya Kohen. Because in fact, he says he can be a Kohen, because he says, you Kohanim made your own Drasha. Yeah. So it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan himself wasn't a Kohen. The Medrash tells us, "Gabe parash Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'tamidav ma she'asu v'sherisu yadai shechachti." Sounds like lashon of sheris that he himself was a kohen. Lav dehu atzmo kamer, not that he himself was a sharis, but he was doing a voda. Ela klomer a piho rasa, based on, I don't know the context here at all, but based on a certain psak he gave, he was attributed a certain avoda that kohanim did, but he himself apparently was not a kohen. Okay, let's just do last few lines here. The Gemara says, "Bula Ben Bukhri." According to Ben Bukhri, "Kevin de lechachila lo mechayv lasuye." So since he holds that a kohen does not have to give lechachila any shkalim, ki ma'isi nami chotehu. So when he does bring, so shouldn't that be a violation to ma'il chulin la'azara? He's bringing a davar chulin into the azara. If there's no obligation to bring, he can't bring chulin into the azara. Shkalim are not really shkalim. So the Gemara says, the dinir, the maisi umasalem litzibur. It's a situation where he gave to tzibur. He didn't give from his own. The kohen said, I want to dedicate something. I know it can't come from me because from me it's chulin. I'm giving it to the tzibur. And now from the tzibur, I'm giving a matana to the tzibur. Then from the tzibur, they could go ahead and give it over to use it for the funds. So the Gemara says, sakadai techamina, I would have thought. So now we're going back to a previous point now. Okay, so the Gemara had said before, sakadai techamina. This is Rashi that's going on the Lo Nitzcha above. What's Lo Nitzcha above? Is going on the din of
the
Shem Shkolim, no? Oh, for Ben Bukhri. Ben Bukhri says we only need for Ben Bukhri. For his understanding, where Kohanim can't bring. So the Gemara says, Sakadai Techamin, I would think, Ki Zachi Le Rachman Eli Yisrael, Dis Le Lishcha, Le Kohan Du Les Le Lashcha, Lo Zachi Le Rachman Kamash Malam. So Havimina is, since Ben Bukhri held the Kohanim don't give anything, so only Yisrael give the Shkalim, so only they give the Yisraelim, since only Yisrael gives the Shkalim, they have a Zechus in the Lishcha of the salt of the Lishcha. But since Kohanim don't provide any funds, they shouldn't have any Chelek in taking from the salt. Kamash from the Pasuk tells me that even though they don't provide salt according to Ben Bukhri, they still are allowed to get salt from the Tzibur's funds. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful